The Ideal Democracy by Carl L. Becker, 1873-1945.
All human institutions, we are told,
have their ideal forms laid away in heaven.
And we do not need to be told
that the actual institutions conform but indifferently.
To these ideal counterparts.
It would be possible then
to define democracy
either in terms of the ideal
or in terms of the real form.
To define it as government of the people,
by the people, for the people,
or to define it as government of the people,
by the politicians,
for whatever pressure groups can get their interests taken care of. But as an historian, I am naturally disposed
to be satisfied with the meaning which
in the history of politics,
men have commonly attributed to the word
a meaning, needless to say,
which derives partly from the experience
and partly from the aspirations of mankind. So regarded, the term democracy refers primarily to a form of government. And it has always meant
government by the many
as opposed to government by the one. Government by the people as opposed to government by a tyrant. A dictator or an absolute monarch.
This is the most general meaning of the word
as men have commonly understood it.